Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Luke Combs. Rochester's new country, 92.5 WBEE. It is the B Morning Coffee Club. Well, what's left of it? TJ here with you. I lost house because we have technology problems, so he'll be back with us tomorrow morning. In the meantime, Terry Clifford is enjoying her vacation, and so that leaves just me with our Lieutenant Governor, Kathy Hochul. I'm so glad that you could take some time for me this morning. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, TJ. I'm looking forward to our conversation, and you guys have been great having on throughout this whole pandemic to talk to your listeners about what's going on, and always enjoyed your question.
Yeah, well, we always hear Governor Andrew Cuomo's address and in his briefing, and then it kind of leaves us with some questions, and that's what's great is we have you to kind of pick up the pieces and put them all together for us. So the governor yesterday outlined his plan to address the upcoming school year. Now, I do want to talk about that, but first let's talk about the malls. The malls officially can open tomorrow. And so what can we expect with that?
Well, I think if you're looking for a particular store that you've been waiting to reopen, I would call first to make sure they're reopened. Because while the physical mall is going to be open, it doesn't mean that every store was ready. They have to call back their employees. They have to make sure that they have certain safety protocols in place that are very specific. And so I would just check on that, first of all. But it's going to be great to have them back. It's important for the employees who work there, the customers, the store owners. I thank them for their incredible patience as we work through the whole experience of trying to identify ways we can make that the safest place possible for anyone who enters the doors. And I know it's been a tough time and people have been anxious to get back. But here's what I would say. Yes, go back to the malls. Spend money in the stores that they're just reopening. They need our financial support, and you need what they're selling you. Yes, this is all good, but don't linger. This is not a time when we're still in the throes of a pandemic and we're seeing a little uptick in cases, particularly among young people who love going to malls. They love to congregate. This is where a lot of them meet their friends, and they go to the food court, and they hang out. That's been the problem with malls all along, is not just the stores. It's the whole common area experience that is harder to manage. So this is not a time to hang up and catch up with all your friends in person. This is a time to shop and to leave fairly quickly if you can. And know that the food courts will be available for takeout only. We don't want people sitting there. And again, I thank the mall owners for the extraordinary measures that they've taken to satisfy the state that this will be a good experience. It'll be an experience where we've taken all the factors into consideration that we can to protect public health, and that's what this has been about.
Now, there's no word yet on gyms or casinos. Now, a lot of folks asking about gyms. Is there any timeline as far as do we know what qualifications are going to need to be in place in order for people to be able to go back to the gym?
Yeah, and I understand their frustration. I know the gym owners have been waiting a long time, but we have been talking to the medical experts. In fact, I'll be at the University of Rochester tomorrow, and I'm convening a panel of experts to talk to us and continue guiding us on what the best practices are. When I was with the experts in Buffalo, medical experts from the UB Medical School, they said that of all the activities, malls, casinos, movie theaters, Gyms are the ones that scare them the most because it's by its nature, people are spending time in a concentrated area. They're not moving around. They're in completely indoors. They're releasing body fluids by nature. If you're working hard, I don't tend to do that because I don't work that hard. But you know, people who are doing it right, and the uncertainty about the virus being airborne and how long it lingers in the air is a real concern to us. And so we're working with the gym owners. We are trying to figure out a way to get them back open again. And we just don't have a timeline right now.
Yeah. Well, also the nursing homes. We always have listeners who, can you ask Kathy Hochul about nursing homes? I miss seeing my mom. Now, is that even a call on the state level? I wasn't sure. I believe the state gave them certain criteria, right, for them to be able to have visitation, or am I wrong with that?
No, TJ, still no visitation. Okay. And we've known since the very beginning that this is our most vulnerable population age-wise, but many of them have underlying conditions. We have tried to make the environment safe for the residents by having testing of the staff that comes in quite regularly. And, you know, but limiting visitors is our policy right now to ensure their continued safety. But we understand how excruciatingly painful this is for families. I've had family members in nursing homes, and the residents, you know, some of them are confused. They just don't understand why they haven't been able to hold their son or daughter's hand. And it's probably the toughest decision we had to make. But we really have done a lot to protect those residents, and we have to continue, at least in the time being. But we're conscious of it. We hear the voices of the failing members, and we just want to make sure we get it right.
Speaking this morning with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who calling in to kind of keep us up to date, and I always appreciate that. County Health Commissioner here in Monroe County, Dr. Michael Mendoza. Now, we've seen a spike here in COVID-19 cases from people who are arriving in Monroe County from other states. Now, do we run the risk of falling back in our progress we've made in New York State? And what is your suggestion with that?
Yes, we do run that risk, and that's why we're still being hyper-cautious and why some of the activities we're talking about still aren't open yet. But what we're seeing is this spike in increases, particularly in Monroe County and the Finger Lakes region, a couple of factors. One is it's young people getting together, and I'm very concerned about what happened over 4th of July when there was a lot of scenes and parties where people are not wearing masks and not socially distanced. And perhaps one of the problems is that early on, people were told that it's mostly striking older people and over age 65 and people with underlying health conditions.
Right.
And this virus has been so wildly unpredictable that a lot of our earlier expectations and understanding of it have proven to be wrong, or they're worse than we thought, that they're now affecting young people, age 20, 30, 40-year-olds are now contracting the virus in higher numbers. Some states, 60% of their new cases are people under the age of 40. I mean, that's astounding. So, but also with respect to the question of travel from other states, yes, that is why we have a quarantine from people traveling from 19 different states, including real hot spots like Florida, Texas, and Arizona. When those people come to our state, they are required to quarantine for 14 days. And that's just not, you know, not going to work. That means quarantine. That's you know, limited contact even in your own household. I mean, that means you go to one part of the house and stay there. So there is a high risk that we could see a higher rate of infection because of people who maybe some were snowbirds who have houses in Florida and New York, and they stayed there a little bit longer. They're just coming back now. But it is spreading like wildfire in places like Florida. And some of our neighboring states, there's been an increase in some of the counties in Pennsylvania that border the southern tier of New York. And, you know, we have our eye on this, TJ, but yeah. There's a lot we can't control if people won't follow the guidelines we've put in place. But do not go to those states. And if you know anybody who's come back from those states, they have to quarantine. And we're trying to manage it the best way we can at the airports, knowing people coming in from other states. But people driving here, they could slip under the radar, and they could be the reason we have a hot spot in any part of our state.
The worst thing would be to have to revert back to any previous phases. That would just be heart-wrenching for all of us. Kathy,
I agree. We can't do that. We cannot. I don't want to go backwards. You know, everybody can keep us going forward. Hang in there, everybody, and we'll get through this together.
Yeah, and speaking of forward, we all agree that having kids back in the classroom is super important. Clearly, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all when it comes to opening in the fall. Again, Governor Cuomo made it very clear. We are not going to know until the first week in August. But things that are maybe on the table that I was wondering about, is it possible we're going to see a hybrid plan in class a couple days a week, online other days? What are some things that are on the table?
Great question. I'm glad we're making some progress because this is, you know, after hair salons, once they open, the number one question is, when are the kids going back to school? And you know, we had those early conversations with Terry as well. So,
oh, sure.
We are in a place now where, first of all, the school districts will have guides from the state by July 13th. Mm-hmm. And they've been working on this already, but they'll have more specific information from us on how to develop their plans. Their reopening plans will be submitted to the state by July 31st. We'll have an opportunity to review them, and we'll have an answer by the first week in August. So parents will have, you know, that much time before the traditional opening of school to know what the expectations are and what we think is safest. Right now, literally a month before that, it is just too early. We don't know what this virus is going to do. So if everything stays the way it is, we should be able to have a reopening, but the school districts will be telling us what they think is going to work best for them. For example, there are some school buildings that don't even have central air conditioning, or so they don't have to worry about air filtration systems in the late summer months and early into fall. That's not a problem for them. They'll just open up the windows. Those that have air conditioning will have a different dynamic. Those that have more space to work with, I mean, we're going to convert gyms into classroom space, or how are you going to stagger times in the cafeteria, and transportation, how we socially distance getting the children to school. Yeah. We have to do everything we can to follow the best practices, and we can look at what they've done in Europe, for example. Some schools have opened very successfully. But protecting our children and the teachers and the school workers there is our number one priority, and just like we've done in so many other areas, we will get it right here, and we'll be a model for other states.
Okay. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, I always appreciate your input. Thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you soon as more things open. And I know every time we kind of get a different part of the phase, we get to hear from you, so it's always a nice time. Please, I don't know if you're a heat kind of lady, but stay cool today.
I'll be in Rochester tomorrow, so see if you can make it a little bit cooler for me before I get there.
Oh, yeah, right. Tomorrow.
Thanks, TJ. Enjoy the conversation. We'll do. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.